You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What up, though? Good morning, Lord. I'm sleepy. Good afternoon, y'all.
Good afternoon. What up, though?
Please help me. We are back and we are Closet
Conversations.
I'm Berkeley.
And I'm Chrissy Mack.
So we had to bring the real talk in, the ladies in. We had our first two episodes with the guys. Not sure if the first one went actually the way that we wanted it to, but we had to bring the ladies in. So the guys said what they want in a woman, and now we got the ladies here to say, hey, this is what we want in a man.
And that's what they want.
This is what they want. Absolutely. So first, we have Jatan, who is a mother of three teenagers. She's been married for 16 years. Kudos to you, boo.
Right.
Okay.
Congrats.
She loves writing poetry. She models. She works for a cellular company for 6 years. She helps her husband. I'm sorry, I'm trying to put it in the right terms. Okay. She helps her husband with his catering business. And that's Jay's Catering.
Jay's House Catering.
Okay.
All right. So sweet. Welcome to the show, Jatan.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
She's in my clique, so to speak. My best friend, Tiffany. Shout out to Tiffany.
Hey, Tiff.
T-Smith. Hey, what up? So I actually met Jatan through my best friend, Tiffany. Did you guys go to CAST together, too? You guys?
I didn't know her at CAST.
You didn't know her at CAST. CAST so big.
You went to CAST? Yay. CT Dogs.
Yeah. 97.
Yay.
So, yeah. So that's how Jatan and I are really good friends. We're pals. We hang out. And next, we have Tracy, Ms. Tracy Booker. She's 40 years young, Detroit native, single mom of a 9-year-old and 18-year-old son and daughter. She's an upcoming voiceover artist, actress, a mortgage and life insurance agent, soon to be licensed realtor. And also, she's starting in a stage play, Beauty Shop, yes. Chronicles, some in the hit stage play. And her character is Devin.
The play was Devin.
The play is Devin. The play is called Devin. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that
okay.
was back in October.
Okay.
So two plays. The new play is coming up January 19th. It's the Beauty Shop Chronicles. So this is kind of perfect. Scenario for what goes on in a beauty shop. Mm-hmm. So
nice.
This is great timing.
Okay. Yes, all right. Sure. Excellent. So, I know, Tracy, her and I, we're both in, the insurance industry together. So that's how her and I met. So, I'm so glad to have you here with us as one of our guests. So welcome.
Beautiful.
All right. So next on the list, we have Miss Renata. Miss Renata went to elementary, middle, and high school with me. We go way back, like four flats. So we went to Henry Ford.
Henry Ford Trojans.
You don't want none of that, Jessely.
Henry Ford Trojans, in case you didn't.
Okay. That's right. We represent up in here, too.
Yep.
So,
KC.
Yeah. All right. That's
CT
right.
Dogs.
Rep yourself. Everybody rep they high school. So Miss Renata, she's a regional manager for a Fortune 150 company, and she's a business owner, and she's a full-time mommy of one.
Yes.
Denver, she is so cute.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. Did you want me to mention that you were a proud, sophisticated member of Delta Sigma Theta?
That's always relevant, right?
Oh, exactly.
To whoever's listening, my sorors.
Nice. And so, Miss Carmi. Oh,
last, we have Carmi.
Say hey, what up, everybody. Though. Hey.
Carmi is an actress as well. She's a bartender. I met her at Ford Field. We bartend together. And
nice.
She has just like this super crazy personality. I'm just like, I love her. I need her on the show. She's a mother of two.
Yes, two boys.
Two Leos.
Nice. Oh, okay. Man.
Right. Two Leos. Just a super fun young lady, and we can't wait to hear what she wants in a man. Okay. Mm.
I'm going to try to stay on track, too, because I'm so focused on what I don't want. I got to Remember, like, we telling them what we want.
What's the thing? What's the thing? What you want?
We're going to need part two.
Right. We're going to have a part two. We're going to definitely have a part two.
Right, right, right. Definitely got to get the ladies a fair chance of having that part two action.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's dive in.
Dive right on in. All right, so we'll start with you, Jatan. So you are the married one out of the group.
Okay. Yay, we need yay, this.
Yay, yay. So tell me, like, a little bit about that. How long have you been married?
I've been married 16 years. Our anniversary is August 17th, and my birthday is August 23rd. So
okay, a double whammy for August.
Right.
All right.
And I got married kind of young. I was 23. Well, actually, I turned 23 6 days after we got married, and we had an 8-month-old. Then I got pregnant on my honeymoon.
Mm. All right.
And I got son number two.
Oh yeah, teen and boys.
And then 2 years later, I have my daughter, Miss Jordan.
Yeah.
No,
okay, okay, all right. That's awesome. Well, Renata,
yes.
Tell us a little bit about you. Are you single? Are you in a relationship or what?
So I'm happily single.
Happily single.
And all we'll get into that as the conversation goes along, right?
Okay.
But what was the other question? You said single and what?
I just said, like, are you single or are you in a relationship? So you're happily single.
I'm happily single.
Okay, and tell us just a little bit about yourself. Like, what you like to do for fun?
So I work on my business part time. So it gets kind of hard to have a dating life, right?
Okay.
And then I had a kid kind of late. So that kind of made it, you know, I'm busy, but I had the kid at the right time. So I'm really just focused on my goals. And if the love comes along, amen.
Amen.
But I'm not going to waste my life waiting. Okay. You know, I seen a lot of depression around that. Like, why won't you send them, Lord? I'm not. That's not me. I'm not there.
Right.
So but I'm happy with where I am. And, you know, I'm willing to I'm open. But I'm happy, right? I'm not miserable because I'm not in a relationship.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Okay.
Sweet.
Sounds like a plan to me. So what about you, Miss Tracy? What's your relationship status?
Oh, complicated.
Oh.
Complicated. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Very interesting. Tell us a little bit about that.
I would say I'm a single woman.
Okay.
I have a representative that, you know, is still in that fun stage. But for the most part, I'm not real anxious about jumping into a relationship. I really want to just explore me. That's how I got into the voiceovers and acting and just kind of diving in a lot of things that, has always intrigued me, but I have been married before.
And how long were you married?
In a long-term relationship. So, okay.
How long were you married?
Oh, not that long.
Okay.
Not that long. We were like high school sweeties.
And I'm at two years, actually, right by 18 months. I don't judge nobody.
We were young. And it was just one of those things where, you know, I love to grow.
Absolutely.
I love to grow.
Yeah.
You know, I can't fit me in like a little small pig. I just explode.
When's your birthday?
March
24th. Was that Pisces?
Aries. That ram. Okay. Like my best friend. Okay. Ooh, wait.
So I'm just exploring myself and just really trying to be true to myself this time. Sometimes I joke and say I'm like the runaway bride because once you come close and it's like,
yeah, you have reservations.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You
so
really
I'm just trying to take my time.
Figure it all out. That's fair enough.
Carmi.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, Carmi. What's up?
That's the status. What's up? That's what it is. No, but I am single. I feel like I've been single. Even when I was in relationships, I've been single.
Girl.
You know, I've always thought about myself first, even in my relationships. And usually I make the best decisions. And if you don't get with it or you don't offer a decision better than that, you usually lose interest in me. I lose interest in you. Or basically, I've been single.
Are you looking? So
I don't go looking, but I'm always like, what's up? What's popping? You know, I let them. You know, show me and play their role, because I'm going to always play my role. I'm never going to. Let's just say this.
I told you she was bringing an unfilteredness right here. This
and I'm
it.
Trying to be a little filtered, but not be unfiltered. I just want to like censor some of the things because I don't want to give the whole show away yet immediately. But I'm single. I've been single forever. And when he comes, I'm
we
gonna get it. We gonna be ready for each other.
All right, all right.
That's exactly right.
So call me for the most part, you know, like you're willing to be chose.
Yeah, and I'll choose them too if I have to. Yeah, because sometimes they just scary, scared. So it is what it is.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So, any one of you ladies can answer this question first. I mean, you know, what's the toughest thing that you guys have to go through in a relationship? One of the toughest. I know there may be a few.
I was
going to say, yes, let's start with the professional.
Yeah.
That's 16
woman.
Years.
That's 16 years of experience right here.
I think with being married, it's like it's hard for you to... Because you want to be dedicated. You want your marriage to work. But sometimes you can lose yourself. Like, who am I in all of this? Mm-hmm. Am I just the mommy, the wife? Mm-hmm. But who is your time? So I think as you get older, you start to, you know, learn more about yourself and kind of figure out who you are and where you fit into everything. So, like, with me, this year has been a year of me just doing a lot of stuff I always wanted to do and, you know, being out of the box and, you know, learning what I really like and love. So I know who Jatan is now, not just the wife and the mother. Jatan likes to model. She likes to write poetry. She likes
to... Does your husband, I'm sorry to cut you off, does he support this?
He does.
Okay.
He does.
Okay,
cool. And we just had a rough patch in our marriage to where a lot of things changed, and that's where I was able to find me.
Evolve. Mm.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, and I absolutely. Think it was like a break that almost like, you know how a diamond looks before it gets, you know, made into a diamond, what it looks like. So it was a break, and it was like an expansion, and it's even better now.
Right.
So I know who I am. I'm much happier, and so is he.
Good.
In our dynamic now. But,
I love it.
You know, marriage can bring you to your knees, too, sometimes.
Tell me about it. Yes,
all right.
Ma'am.
All right. Who's next?
Well. What was the question again? The challenges.
Do you have a challenge in particular, you know, that was, like, really tough for you to kind of get through in one of your relationships that sticks out?
Communication is a big key, and I find that to be challenging with some men. They don't know how to express themselves. However, they're very emotional creatures. So if they can't articulate what's wrong, you know, they have like these little tantrums and, you know, different type of things that goes on, and you're supposed to read their mind and kind of understand, you know, without them talking to you, what's wrong. And so I find that to be challenging because sometimes I know what's wrong, but I just want them to be able to express it. And then I feel like I'm in a teaching mode.
I don't want to teach
my mates.
School isn't in session.
You know, so some things we can curve to, and we have to learn our love languages and all that type of stuff.
Right.
But the basics and the foundation of any kind of relationship, friendship, whether, you know, romantic, there's still got to be some solid communication there. So I find that to be challenging with a lot of men that I've encountered.
Absolutely.
So I'm on the double struggle bus.
Okay.
I'm going to bring two because I fully agree with what you just said. The struggle. the whole role reversal thing is, you know, a cloud that's hanging over. You know, I think a lot of the relationships I've had, it's kind of like I've spent a lot of time building my brand, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be with anybody that's going to detract from that, right? Like, I don't want to go backwards in my relationship.
Right.
And so what ends up happening is I end up taking on more of the male persona. Mm. And I was raised by a man, so I think that that's fair to
high
say
five
that.
To that, me too.
High five.
So he kind of ingrained those. He was telling me, you know, about changing oil and, you know, he wasn't teaching me to play fair. Mm-hmm. That's not where I came from. So when I'm in a relationship, it's more so, I'm like, I need you to lead. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I need to feel like I can follow you. Mm-hmm. And so that leads me to point number two, which is decision making. Mm-hmm. If you can't make good decisions, I can't follow you, right? Okay. I make really good decisions. Mm-hmm. At least I think so. I think that you can kind of see it in the results of your life, right? Mm-hmm. Like you, I'm not living through a whole bunch of trials and tribulations because I've already planted seeds that are growing and blossoming for me now, right? I'm living the seeds that I've sown, right? Mm, right. And so now I'm like, where is, you know, this decision alpha maker male that's going to take me to the next level? Like my like my father, mm-hmm, but not like my father, mm-hmm, right? That's really important because really he can't be Ray Todd. he can be like Ray Todd, but he can't be full Ray Todd, right?
Right.
So, you know, it just even those, like, you know, we can't even get to the physical attributes or anything if I can't get past your decision-making ability or the fact that, you know, you want me to be the leader. Mm. So I'm just not into that. So that's a struggle.
Mm-hmm. Struggles, Miss Carmi.
I struggle with being independent and having a lot of availability. They usually want to know, like, what are you doing? I don't hear nothing from you. I don't hear much about you. What are you doing in these streets? I don't know nobody that might know. It's just always so with them not knowing a lot of things. Yeah, I think they become insecure. The dudes that I usually end up being with, they like me in the beginning. They like me when they meet me. They like me when it's nice and fresh. But for the reason that they like me when I go out, they don't like for other people to like me for that reason. Mm-hmm. They can't take it. They, you know what I mean? They don't understand the spirit that I have and that I can, the same thing that got you is other people see it as well. And I'm not going to change it because now I'm on your shoulder or you're my date or we're dating or whatever the case may be. So with me, it would be consistency. You know what I'm saying? Like I stay consistent. I'm going to always do this. I'm always show up and I'm going to always present myself the way I presented myself in the beginning, regardless if it's me being with my friends, me being with my family, me telling you I'm always with my kids, me saying I work. Like I'm going to always be consistent. And I expect consistency and communication as well. Like those are very, very important key factors in what I think we want and deserve.
Our birthright.
Okay. Sweet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, what makes a man sexy? Well, you know, what makes a man, like, what's your temptation? You know, we was talking about that.
On the first podcast
of what, you know, men want from women. You know, one of our guys, you know, Jason Prater, he was on our show. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Yeah. So he, you know, he was talking about, you know, what's a woman's temptation. So, you know, let's flip that to you ladies. You know, what's your temptation? Mm.
So basically, if you're dating, you know, light-skinned dudes, but you really like, you know, Idris Elba. Okay. Ooh. Hey, man of the year. Hey.
Ooh, hey. How you doing?
I saw that movie. Mountains between
I can't touch.
Baby, call me if it gets bad. Call me, okay? Call me. But anyway, yes.
So if that is your type,
if you're dating a, maybe even say a Boris Kojo ish, you know what I'm saying? And Idris Elba type of mug, you know, shirt off, it's hot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, can I get a glass of water? Absolutely. I'm jumping over Idris Elba to get to So that temptation. What's sexy to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I'm a little mild mannered in that respect. I don't really have a type. However, I do. I'm 5'5½, so I definitely
prefer with brown eyes
to have someone that when I put on some heels that, you know, absolutely need to be at least eye to eye. You know, I don't want to be towering over them.
Right. Height is important.
Yeah.
I
me too. Was against light or fair skinned men in the beginning, but after this, I've been single for 3 years now, and I seem to that's all I attract. Mm-hmm. They're coming.
They love us. They love some chocolate,
brown sugar, baby.
No, thank you.
So,
no,
thank you.
I don't want that sugar.
So I'm starting to be more open.
No. Yeah. I'm open to that, but I love a man's man. He definitely has to be able to, you know, put on some Dickies and some Tims and, you know, but then he can get suited up and, you know, he can do both.
Nice.
So
versatile. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet. I like it.
Anybody else? Any particular type?
I'm attracted to confidence.
Okay.
Mm. And it's not in, they're not teaching that in school currently or in the past, right?
Nope.
And it takes, I don't know if I'm just intimidating or what, but I think you said it on one of the other podcasts that we only talk to people who we know, right? That's one of my, they're connected to us in some kind of way,
some
right?
Type of way.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I was like, oh my God, yes, that's absolutely right. So I only really date people who I knew some way, right? Some kind of 6 degrees. Fat, what, how many degrees of separation is it now? Like, it's less because it's Facebook, right? Or IG, whatever. Yes. But confidence is not plentiful these days, especially when they find out that you got something going for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it gets rough. Like, I'm like, wait a minute, we're not competing. I'm looking for a builder, right? Can we build together if that's the case? But not, you know, you don't have to be intimidated by whatever she has going on. But you also hear so much, oh, you know, she not bringing anything to the table. Well, here I'm bringing a whole lot to the table, right? Like, and so I need you to have some swag, some confidence, that and some goals. Can you? I'm really attracted to goals. Like, if you know how to set a goal and actually achieve it, like take all the let's say
not
the 60 steps.
No.
I need to see that. You got to have that goal in sight. And the reason for that is because people can dream all day.
Oh yeah.
But dreams don't do it for me. I need you to have a dream, and I need you to have a few steps to get to that goal. That means that you're actually going to try to achieve it, you know,
right?
Not just thinking about achieving it. So I love to see progression. I love to see confidence. That's
okay,
sexy.
Okay.
So no physical attribute,
girl. Like, I had some when I was 20. So look, seriously, my list has changed. I used to have a list. Like, I used to have that whole bullet point. Mm-hmm. Like I told you, I want the guy to have a list too. 20s. I had that list. May have been 20 things. 25. I'm 38. I probably got 5 things on this list at this point.
Right.
Now I'm just down to deal breakers.
Right.
This
point. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. You gotta have that list.
Exactly.
Yeah. But but I think now it's starting to. I'm knocking on 40, so it's real to me now. But like I said, I think some people decide to be unhappy about what they don't have. I'm really happy about what I have and what I've achieved.
Exactly.
And hopefully I will attract whatever. I will attract the man who is evenly yoked to me. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
And the type of energy that you're putting out. You know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes, right. Yes. Okay.
Well, we can't talk about what you like because you
have what you like.
She is in there, honey.
She already popping and dropping and locking in. And
we've actually been together 22 years. So.
How do you keep it like
yeah,
the fun and
fresh?
The new? Yeah.
You just got to do different things. Do new things.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, you got to switch it up sometime. And me, Crystal, you know me. I look different.
When's your birthday?
August 23rd. I'm the first day of the Virgos.
Virgo, my son.
Ooh, so like earlier, my hair was
line ass Virgo.
I was
that's
black.
Good.
You know,
yes, I love it.
My look and style all the time, so it never gets bored.
Yes.
And you just gotta, you know, do things that you haven't done before.
Oh, okay.
And then my husband's more adventurous. He's a Gemini.
Oh, Gemini! Oh, that's why we over here vibing.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So you know, he likes to try different, more adventurous
absolutely
stuff, and I'm more a little reserved on certain things.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
No, like, I could kill myself. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. We got insurance. Let's
right
go.
Right. But I think it's just really important. You got to switch it up and not do the same old, because you get stuck in a rut and then you're sitting there looking at each other like, ugh.
Absolutely.
Why are you here?
Exactly. Yes.
I love that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Carmi,
okay.
What you looking for? What do you look like?
What's your type?
I do have a pattern. I didn't know that I did, but big, and I'm just gonna say big, not meaning just I'm large. I'm big. I'm 5'9" and a half. I'm 5'10". You know what I'm saying? I'm all this. So they need to be tall. I need a good back. A good wide back. A good strong back.
Strong back. I gotta take me a sip on that.
Because I'm real dominant. I'm kind of rough. I'm not as girly as, you know what I'm saying, I may appear to be, you know what I mean? I'm kind of like a bull in a china house, a china cabinet and stuff like that. So I'm kind of aggressive, probably why I have two boys. So I definitely like head, meaning... like all
legs.
Kind of head. All that head. The head that I like it to not have hair on it. Oh. I like it to have a big brain in it.
Okay.
And I like you to be able to use your head at all times. Like, that's very important. Sometimes head is more important than size, but not the back.
Okay.
Not the size of their back.
I bet
they're that large. And then probably the blacker, the better. Because like we said, we yellow already.
We attract
we don't, that. I, that the darker, I like the midnight goes a lot of purple. Times,
yeah.
Walking yeah. through here, I've never been attracted to the cute people. I get compliments all day. And mm-hmm. you know we kind of, how we are. Like, we mad if we don't get it. But too many compliments. It's just like, okay, thank you. I want my man to look like a man. I like him with his grease and wet and looking like he looking. I don't want to lay next to you like that, but when you come in like that, it's like,
look,
hurry
like
up and
working.
Take them clothes off and go ahead and wash up so we can, you know what I'm saying?
So you don't lay in that bed.
I right. need to feel it. Your hands don't need to be soft. We don't, if we in the mirror taking a picture together, that's it, but I don't need you in there doing your hair, arching your eyebrows, doing all right. your I've been wanting to do that with me, and a lot of men are like that. They
oh, it's
too much.
I have relatives that's on my head, like, what this look like, how much, and I'm like, I'm not going to put this much thought into what I look like. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just the roles are switching, so
right.
I need that old school, back in the day type of love.
Yes,
I'm that
ma'am.
Old spirit, you know what I'm saying? And I just need them big.
Big and tall. Wow! Oh my goodness!
How much are we inside?
Yeah, we're doing.
It's more, okay, it's
we're doing pretty good.
You're looking for Rock.
The Rock.
No,
the
not,
Rock.
No, not the Rock. Oh. Rock from the old TV show.
Garbage Man Rock. Remember him with the bald head? Not don't pay attention to the garbage
we
man.
We can just get
but
the
you
head.
Know, you knew who I was talking about.
Head is good. Yeah, he's not bad. And
so I'd be like, okay, yeah, you're right. I'll surrender.
Oh my gosh. All right, ladies. So next question. I'll answer this one first. Okay. For me, it is a deal breaker. Is bad sex a deal breaker for you, Berkeley?
Itty bitty titty witty.
All right.
Good sex, please. And thank you.
Is bad sex a deal breaker?
I'm out the door.
Out the door.
What about you?
What if he can move with the motion in the ocean or something? They said
you can't make it past that. There's no getting over that.
Because you're gonna cheat.
You're going to cheat.
With anybody I'm gonna cheat on.
Yeah, you gotta.
You pretty much know that right off the bill.
Right.
Oh, I can cheat.
And yeah. And I'm team 38, so yeah. I don't have time to be trying to teach you how to.
Y'all know.
You know.
I don't eat coochie.
Like, I know.
Who said that?
Like,
yeah.
I've heard a few.
Well, yeah, a grown man. That should have been the question. Like, wait a minute. You don't. We have absolutely nothing to talk about.
Nothing like career.
Grown men.
Why you're single, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why he wants you to have no children, sir.
Right.
It's always been, you know, kind of with me. And from my experience, it's either been one or the other, or it's been both of them has just been okay, decent, getting me there. But I didn't know that it was even okay, decent, getting me there until somebody had took
took
me there.
Level. Yeah.
Took me somewhere and has ruined the elf out of me.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. And he ain't hanging with nothing. Okay?
Nothing.
So there was no sitting on nothing but head. So as long as they can come up with their mouth game, if they can take care of that first and get me to like die right there,
I need
spread it over.
You gotta have a combo. That's the game.
You gotta be something. This is the way it is, girl. You like this Friday?
Yeah, I had something working right.
Stephanie
even said, hell no.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It better be crazy.
Yeah.
That's, it's just like,
Because, I mean, some people, I mean, your man got that, I mean, I guess that's superficial, but your man got that bread and, you know, he got a little wanky and
and it's not
paying bills. You driving around in Rolls Royces and bills
maybe
in
their
20s or something.
That
in their 20s?
Maybe.
Oh, I know some old.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's another thing too. I like maturing men, older men. I have a lot of my own, so I can't be dating you or doing nothing with you with my two little boys. You don't got your own this, your own that, your own that. You want to come to my house? You can't come to my house when my kids come and sneak up in the bed sometimes or whatever the case may be. You, like, I'm serious. I almost forgot my train of thought when I was what I was about to say, but. We don't talk to old men for no reason. At least I don't. If I got to tell you how to do it, okay, you can't do nothing that you old and about your size. But I definitely believe that you should be able to learn how to use your mouth versus communication. And your mouth.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody.
What that mouth
do.
What that mouth do.
I don't think we can, I mean, we can't give bad mouth. We can we?
Is sex a deal breaker, babe? Is sex a deal breaker for you?
For me, yeah.
Do you use that mouth?
come on.
Do you use your mouth?
Yeah.
Hi, babe. There's a great comic Sam Kinison. I subscribe to his theory. You make her come twice before she even knows you have a dick.
Ooh. Hello.
I'll be snoring. I ain't no good.
You said that. That's dangerous.
Help me out.
Just
help me.
Oh my God.
You deserve it because you worked for it. Okay.
That's a good one. Let me go. All right. So, ladies, next question. Would you deal with a man who has some mommy issues or daddy issues, and they bring that into the forefront of manhood? Have you ever dealt with that before? If so, you know, does that reflect on, you know, how he will be as a parent to his own children, in your opinion?
Now I'm bringing in the spirituality part of it.
There you go.
Oh, all right.
Because a man that's not grounded and does not have a form, some type of structure, he should already know or have some type of order, a hierarchy of the way he live his life. And if he hasn't figured that out yet, then we can't even make it past that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the saying is when a man becomes a man, he leaves behind childish things.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to detach from mommy and daddy, which they're always there. You know, I have a son, so I can't imagine, you know, being all up in his business. And, you know, that's just one of those things. But I still teach him to stand on his own at 9, you know, because tomorrow's not promised. Mm-hmm. So I want him to be a very strong man and secure within himself and not worried about, well, my mama got my back, you know, so I can slack here and slack there or, no, it's rules. It's a certain way that life go. Gemini. And I think as women, you know, we kind of spoil our boys, you know, and, and so it's a tangled web with that topic because as women, it's a certain way as single women. Sometimes they don't have a father in their life or whatever the case may be. And we just want to coddle them and not let them be men.
Right.
So it's real deep rooted. So it's tricky. So it depends on the person, the circumstances. You know, we all know what we want. But you might have that diamond in the rough, as she was mentioning. And there may be some areas that need some work. You know, so if he is capable and coachable, you know, you know, that's opening up another door and may have some consideration. But the D got to be right.
So, yes, I did that. I did the mommy issues thing. Now, the funny thing about mommy issues is you don't know until you kind of deep in that they have mommy issues. Like, you don't know that on the first date. Hopefully they not talking about their mama on the first date.
Right, like my mama
said, or 5 o'clock at night, your mama.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Or I get that I got to take her to church in the morning, type of thing, and I'm like, but you don't go to church, so why you got to take her to church?
You need to be getting out with your mama.
Yeah, but so in my experience, the guy I was dating, he had mommy issues and she was absent. She was alive, but she was absent. And one of the things that I found out through that interaction was that there were simple common sense type of things that he should have known that he, that were missing because his mama was at work. So he was untrained, right? He wasn't getting a constant coach, and he was getting dropped off at the grandparents' house, and they were giving him everything he wanted. And so he had a unclear idea about how life actually happens. Like, you have to actually go work for it, not mama, grandma, and grandpa.
He has some self-entitlement issues.
Oh, absolutely, because but here's the thing, to any person who everybody is giving you something, I mean, you really aren't learning to earn whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You just kind of wait and receive, right? Mm-hmm. And so that started to become a problem because he wasn't making the right decisions. I'm like, you should already been to this class. Like, we shouldn't have to go through this. Like, this is basics, 1, 2, 3. You know, I need to start at a higher level. So I think that the relationship is important, but it's also important that she's not present in your relationship. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship with him and his mama. That's not going to work out, right? It's going to be tough just with me and him, right? But with her, that's going to be an even bigger problem. Yeah. But yes, mamas, take care of y'all boys and teach them the basics, please.
Please.
For this next generation of women, because we're struggling right now here in this current world.
I already know.
It's like, what about you, Jatan?
For me, I have that problem with my husband being a mama's boy or anything like that. He had other issues with his parents, but as time went on, he was able to work those out. They didn't necessarily affect our relationship. But I think it's really important, you know, with our kids, our oldest, he'll be 17 this month, and my other son, he's 15. So it's really important that I think for men in general, they need to be the leaders of the home and be that example for their sons to, you know, show them how that men are supposed to be, how they're supposed to act. Like my husband, anything get broke in the house, he fixes it. If he can't figure it out, he'll go on YouTube to figure it out. But he's not going to pay someone to come over here.
I hear a lot of women complaining about that.
That's a real man.
Like my brothers. He loves God. And, you know, my sons, they want to go to church. They get up and they go. You know, on Sundays, if it's one we miss, my oldest, like, we didn't go to church today.
I love that.
You know, he holds us accountable for that. And I just think it's really important they have that role model, and then me, you know, being the mother, I'm there to, you know, give them little kisses and hugs every now and then, but not to baby them to where they're laying on my boob crying. And so we keep that open line of conversation with them to where they can come to us with certain things. And, you know, sometimes my oldest, he's the more emotional one. I have to, you know, talk him down. Like, what's wrong? Come on, shut the door and have our little time. No, his birthday is December 20th. I think he's a Sagittarius, maybe. But I just think for men, it's just really important, especially nowadays where the man's role is kind of, I just don't understand this new generation at all. But it's just really important. The man's supposed to be the leader of a home and show his sons the same thing so they know when they get older. Like my oldest, he knows how to sew. I showed him how to sew. He can wash, he can cook.
Right.
So he can take care of
himself. Take care of himself. That's very important.
That's independent on a woman. Like, well, she can't cook, so you're going to starve?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get in there and cook for yourself. Okay. So, yeah, I think that's very important.
Okay. Anybody else want to brush up on that topic, or we can go to the next next little top topic?
We go to the next one.
All
next
right.
Next one, we cool. All right. So, if you're dating a man with children, do you want to meet his child's mother? Like, when is that time? Like, all right. Is that like a, you want to answer that?
I don't care about meeting them. We'll always be cool. I'm always about girl power anyway. One of the guys that I haven't talked to him in a couple of days, but we've been talking for a few months now. It's been good. But like I said, it's consistency. So I haven't talked to him in a couple of days. I ain't called him in a couple of days because my number ain't changed, and I didn't have some things happen in the last couple of days that
where you were.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't have a couple of things happen in the last couple of days that ain't nobody called and asked me about. But he will be the first one that I've dated that or talked to that has a daughter.
Okay.
And that's younger than my two little boys. So mama out cold. I need to take some lessons from her. I need to holler at her because she's doing everything the right shadiest way I've ever seen it. She's working. I'm like, he talks to me about her and I'm just in there like, got it. Got it. So, you know what I mean? You're right. Like, you don't want me because me, like, but so I'm always down to meet him. I ain't never met any of my kids, my kids' dad, any of his girlfriends. I don't know how they haven't decided to ask him. You know, because we are cool, but I don't really be on his head calling them and asking him for nothing. Like, I'm really be always trying to do something. Not doing nothing is never an option. So, like, what was the question again?
About these kids.
So, is it about these kids? Like, do you ever want to meet, like...
The girlfriend.
Yeah, the
if I do, I do.
Mother.
I'm always respect her. I feel like I don't do anything.
Say you met his son and they play with your... His son has played with your children and then it's like, okay, this is getting serious. So when am I going to meet, you know... Shoot.
If it happened, it happened. If it don't, life has to keep going on. There's other things that I'm going to be worried about, but I ain't get with him to build no relationship with. If that's something he has to do when we together, I'm gonna make sure he doing what he got to do for his child. But if a girl don't want to meet me, a woman don't want to meet me, she don't have to. I don't want nobody doing nothing they not comfortable with. I want everybody to stay happy and keep doing what they doing in their own life, period, like that.
Okay.
Anyone else input on that?
I support people's rules. So if we're in a relationship and he has kids, and the mother is actively in that relationship, I mean, you know, actively parenting or whatever, you know, I respect whatever rules they've set, just like I would want somebody else to respect the rules that me and my child's father have for my kid. So I think that if, you know, it really does take a village. So if you have somebody who, if y'all can get together and figure out how to be Jada and Will Smith and everybody else, then you just make that happen, right? Not there. Well, you know what I mean. Like they
because he banging the first wife.
No,
I don't care what you
currently
say. They go on vacations together without Jada.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Jada,
well,
don't
I was the side girl.
Excuse me. Like where they do that at? Absolutely not.
They do.
Well, they swingers. You know.
Yeah, so they're different breeds,
and they got something to lose. So they ain't gonna say
I'll
they
be right.
That's true.
I'll be a girlfriend.
Everybody wants
like,
my
wait a minute.
Wife, but I'm gonna give it a
to explore here. Like, what is going on here? I'm like, y'all just made that real interesting. I did not know. Maybe I need to be tuning into the Red Table. Is that where you're
from? Oh, yeah, I love Red Tables.
Okay.
I love it.
Yes.
Is it Sherry? Yeah. I think that's a Cherie. Whatever.
Cherie.
Yeah. The first baby mama.
Or
wife. Sorry. Yeah. Cherie. I love you. You and Jada. Do you expect a man to help financially if you're in a relationship with him? I mean,
you can pay a bill.
Can you pay
two,
a bill?
Or three.
Can
or
you
four.
Ask
you
me know, if I need help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I don't like asking. If you see the shortcoming and you feel, you know, it's all about timing, you know, but I'm very independent, you know, but
people lose their job every day.
Like Mary J.
I've lost mine before. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
fucking
you get tired of screaming.
Like, hey, help.
Independent.
Please help. I have a son. What can you do?
That is real fuck for food.
I'm just saying.
That's real.
Yeah. Hey.
Homosexual.
Hobosexual.
Someone who gets into a relationship to avoid being homeless.
Oh, I've seen those.
I've seen those for that.
That's the guy who stayed with the girl.
Wow.
Hobosexual.
Gotta ask a lot of questions.
Hobosexual. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
I've learned so much in this closet today.
I know, right?
Yes.
That's a conversation.
Getting
it all out the closet. Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, you know, I know, Jatan, you're married, so it's a different dynamic for you. You know, you guys... You know, whether you split, not split bills, whatever, like he's your husband. So, you know, that's different. So, and that's good to have a a husband, because then it's just kind of like
so good. Joint bank account.
Right.
So good.
And he pays the bills. Like, okay, you have this extra to do such and such with. Fine. Yeah.
Extra.
Yeah. Like them extra. So I don't know how to ask a man for money. I've never.
You shouldn't have to.
Oh, I shouldn't have to. You're right. But so, talked about my father. He told me, and he, like a tattoo, you take the money, you owe him. So, and that may not be true, but that's what he told his daughter, is what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. So I've always had my own. That doesn't mean I don't need or won't help, but it just doesn't come up.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Extra is absolutely better.
One day I'm not turning anything down,
but I don't know how to ask for it. Like, right. I'm not,
I agree with her. It seemed like a struggle because I don't want the attachment. I'm at the point now because I have my own and I've been free for 3 years that I don't really even want you to change a light bulb. Because I just don't want that. But when I'm in something serious, then of course I'm expecting you to notice a shortcoming. Oh, if I got laid off, you know what's coming. So you know, you should already be paying for groceries or whatever the case may be without me actually having to ask. I have a true problem with asking for help. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, me either. Now, you want to take the trash out and do all this stuff in my house that I don't want to do?
Then absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. But for me, it's not, my love language is not gifts. It's acts of kindness, right? Like, I want.
Mine is a combination.
Yeah, I want the gift. No, I'm not turning. I got a
super combo.
I'm trying to figure that out. I gift myself a lot. So here's the thing. I'm more impressed with this little $20 item that you knew I wanted but wouldn't buy for myself. That you paid attention to that.
Yeah.
That's impressive to me.
That's impressive.
It's the little stuff. It's nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything that's big. Normally I set my goal and get that myself. But, you know, I'm willing to take it if you want to, you know, shorten my time.
Anything for you? Like, I mean, I'm sorry.
This is what I would say.
You single?
I'm completely single, so I pay a lot of my stuff on my own, and I've always done that. That's another reason why I say I've always been single. If I always got it, and I'm always doing it. One thing my mom used to tell me was, closed mouths don't get fed.
She'd
be like, do you ask? And I'd be like, no, I ain't asked. They know it's coming up every month. They know they got to call me. They know they came in here and cut a light on and they ain't paid no bill. They knew they flushed that toilet. They know it's clean up in there and I had to go buy something. I don't have to ask. I do not have to ask. And by the time I get to asking, I'm already fed up. By the time you hear this, a rundown on you. Yeah. You understand? Because you waited too goddamn long to even ask me or let me come up here and say this. And secondly, I will also add that usually the people that I do check into about it, not even the ones I'm sleeping with, the ones I get the money from, didn't even smell it. That's where I get it from.
That's
big volume. They met the kids. They're not asking to meet the kids. And it's just so, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to end it with this.
There will be a part two.
It definitely will be. At some point. Hour goes by fast. And we black and we started late, like 4 minutes late.
Yeah, we need the 4 minutes back.
Run the four minutes back.
Went by fast, love.
Oh my God.
So lastly, I guess you could ask about if, you know, the mate is on social media, and then shout out your social media so our followers and, you know, can tune into you in your life.
Well, no, I think that's gonna take too long.
The whole little social media situation,
yeah, because you know, Carmi gonna give us the blues.
So
we'll just save that for, you know, some other time next Tuesday.
I'm coming back.
It's definitely a pleasure of having all of you four ladies here with us. Definitely got some stuff out the closet, you know, some stuff needed to be heard, you know, just to kind of give the guys a glimpse of like how we really feel and what we really feel is important. You agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Carmi, we'll start off with you. What up, Carmi?
Hey, y'all.
Give us your Facebook, Instagram, your
Facebook,
Twitter,
Carmi
whatever
Clark,
you got going
my
on.
Instagram, Carmi_Soul. Follow me. Don't follow me. I'm still going to be there. The page open, y'all.
Who next?
I'm Tracy Booker on Facebook and Angel for 1978 on Instagram.
Whoop whoop. Hey.
And look for her in the place, please. Say that one more time.
Yes. Beauty Shop Chronicles coming January 19th. It will be at the Paul Robeson Theater. I would love to see all your beautiful faces come out and support.
Okay.
It's very cool. Absolutely. Yes, yes. Congratulations on that.
Yes, congrats. Thank you. Yes.
Renata Top, first and last name. I'm simple. Facebook, IG, whatever.
Top it.
Okay.
And she's single.
And she's single.
Ready to mingle.
We need to play some cameo.
One day with me, she ain't gonna have to know how to ask. She's gonna be like, girl, you just start paying bills. Like, I don't know what happened.
This was so valuable.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm Jatan Real Talk Braxton on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Jatan. No, I'm sorry. It's JB Fives on JB Instagram. Fives. And I also sell paparazzi jewelry. So you can check me out at www.stylishjoys.com.
Okay, nice. That's right. Run it, yeah. run it, pump it.
I'm in the epilepsy awareness fashion show. It'll be January 29th. Location. You can check my Facebook out. I don't have a location for you, but I will be walking in that show. So check me out.
All right.
Love okay. All
don't
right,
slide
nice,
into her
nice.
DMs because she is married. Remember,
please
she's
don't.
Married.
That's right. So stay in y'all lane.
I'm
stop
happy the top
you
was
know,
on there.
Stop being managed. Right. Yeah, stay in your lane.
Well, I'm Chrissy Mack on Facebook. Of course, you guys know that. We have a group page on Facebook, what, Closet Conversations, Closet with a K. Hey.
Conversations with a K, a Z on the end.
Yep.
And I'm Berkeley, of course. Berkeley's underscore closet, BERKLIS_closet. And yes, thank you for tuning in. Will be a need for a part two. What do you think?
What you think?
Steph?
I think so.
I want to hear your opinion too. You know, I like how Dave usually like jumped in when he This our new engineer.
I don't want to jump into anybody's show.
Oh, well, part two, you're going to be ready. Part two, you're going to be ready, right?
She ready.
That's what I'm talking about.
Say bye to Dave. We're going to miss you.
Bye, Dave.
I'm not
just
furious.
Oh, okay. Just kidding.
I feel like I'll probably be around for part two.
Okay. Okay. All right. And once again, we are
Closet Conversations. Thanks, love y'all. God bless. Good night.
Good night.